Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
Andy Jacobs, who suddenly developed hiccups. It's quite good that you've done it at the end of the show, not during it.
Yeah,
it's quite good.
Actually, I've never had hiccups on the show. I've just realised I forgot to... I still haven't checked my lottery ticket.
You could be worth 61 million quid. Anyway, welcome to the H&J Daily, the best bits of this afternoon show. Obviously, we talked a bit of football and more. And we were joined by the fashion editor of The Sun, Jolie Chilcott, who cast an eye over the world's best Christmas jumpers. It's a global phenomenon, you know. And all football clubs, you've been to your club shop, you'll know, they have at least one Christmas jumper. But, all over the States, all over Germany and Italy.
Yeah, fine selection.
Yeah, so we'll plough through those. And Ryan Sidebottom came in and saw us. Last time he was here, he was just about to start training for Dancing on Ice. Well, it starts in January, so he's well into it. And he talked us through it, didn't he? It was interesting.
He's battered and bruised.
He certainly is.
That's it.
Enjoy. Good afternoon, Andy.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. And it was the TalkSport party last night. Of course, we didn't stay too long, so we're getting
it's a young man's game, isn't it, really?
Game, yeah.
So I can't bring you any scandal.
We had awards. That was the best moment for me while we were there. The awards for the Station of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Went to TalkSport.
Oh, well done.
Yeah,
of course. Tremendous.
And there are other stations involved. Yeah. This isn't just us. And
it would be a bit much at the TalkSport Awards if TalkSport won, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And George, who's basically the company village idiot, he's very funny. And he decided...
That's a bit harsh.
No, it's true.
That's not fair.
I love that he usurped the bosses to go and accept the award.
I thought he was very funny.
He was
a very good
turn. He's a very funny boy.
Jim was very funny. Jim White and Natalie Sawyer presented the awards. And Jim... was working from the Blue Book.
He was.
Which we did enjoy.
He was quite sweary,
yeah.
Wasn't he? Yeah.
It was a bit like a sweary version of The Sound of Music. You're not expecting it of Jim if you know him as his on-air. But no, he was very funny. So him and Natalie, top work. Well
Jim
done.
Is funny. He is.
He's a funny man, yeah.
Now, Team Sky are looking for a new sponsor.
Yeah.
It's 30 million a year, but we'd like to see them sponsored by yourselves or a local business.
Yeah, I mean, they've had Sky and they've upped the profile, but... You know, they do need someone to step in now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're A&J Plumbing, for example, and Team A&J Plumbing, I don't know what you feel you can bring to the site.
Great with that yellow
just
jersey.
They could wear overalls, couldn't they? They could wear overalls. You give them a free set of rods.
I'm going Crow's newsagent. So
Chris Froome could have his own rods, couldn't he? He'd be able to say, hang on, well, go and get me rods.
Yeah, why not?
So, okay then, so if you fancy sponsoring, taking over from Team Sky, let us know this afternoon. TalkSport.com/H&J, text to 81089, tweet to TSH&J, tell us what your business can offer to keep them at the very top of world cycling.
And also, I was looking at the paper this morning, I saw this article by freelance journalist Naomi Firsht, F-I-R-S-H-T, right. And I was thinking, blimey, what a brilliant name for TV formats.
Yeah.
So I've already launched her career. I think they've greenlit this one,
yeah.
Yeah. First amongst equals.
Oh, yeah.
Naomi spends time with Eddie Grant and the boys.
Okay, well,
looking
that's
back at their
you
career.
Need a kind of fairly decent knowledge of 60s pop. for that one, don't you?
Baby, come back.
Yeah, well, okay, I know. But okay, you got anything slightly more up to date?
No.
Okay.
That applies to the entire my life.
Okay, really? Fair enough. All right, then. What's her name? Naomi Firsht.
Firsht. Yeah.
Okay. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TS. H&J.
Yeah, so that Santa basically ruined the magic of Christmas when he ripped off his hat and beard and swore at the kids.
That's not... See, that's a stand-in. That's some amateur.
That must have been
stand-in.
Quite a shock.
You see that, kids, sometimes they do that. The rules... Somebody dresses up as Santa and it's not really him and they do things like that and they besmirch his name. I think he should sue the man, don't you?
Parents claim he told children to... get them out when smoke machines at their event set off a fire alarm.
Yeah.
Santa's grotto was being held separately from a family-friendly blow-your-whistle rave event.
No, the real man wouldn't do that.
No, of course he wouldn't. Definitely not.
Some interloper. So anyway, kids, we apologise, but it wasn't him.
Did you see Harry Redknapp's story about buying a TV with no... insides. Honestly, he must have got... I love Harry, but I reckon he got that one from Only Fools and Horses, didn't he?
Well, I didn't say Andy. What did he claim to have done?
Oh, yeah, he said he once stupidly bought a television set in an Only Fools and Horses style scam. The football boss admitted it just turned out to be an empty box with a screen.
Yeah.
After being tricked by a Del Boy type character.
Well, my mate's brother saw it as some kind of... He thought he was scammed in a very similar way.
And
was shown this set and was given a price for it, and then suddenly saw a bit of a main chance and said, I won't just take one off you, I'll take 10 off you.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And went to the bank and drew out a fairly sizable amount of money, thinking of the people he could pass on the other 9 to, yeah. And then they were loaded into the back of his estate.
Yeah.
And he returned home to find, well, I mean, basically could have built a wall with the amount of bricks he had in these boxes.
I know, also.
So he got, basically they were flat screen tellies, but the boxes were just full of bricks. Fantastic, isn't it?
That's bad.
Yeah.
And I know a story, and I know this to be true. It involves the late Tommy Cooper.
He's a Manchester United fan.
No, it's also a similar story. I know, involving the late Tommy Cooper, the great and wonderful Tommy Cooper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he lived in Chiswick, as many people may know. And,
yeah, around your way.
Around our way. And I knew a guy who had an electrical shop. And he had a bloke in who was running it for him at the time. He was busy doing other parts of his business. And he went to the pub, this fella. And Tommy, as was his wont, would go to the pub. And they were in there. And they had a few.
Yeah.
And
he liked to drink, didn't he, Tommy?
Yeah, he liked to drink, Tom. And he basically sold Tommy Cooper this telly. But he didn't really have the right to sell it to him, really. It wasn't.
Well, it was the pub telly.
No, the telly in the shop.
So
they went to
the
shop.
Okay, right.
And took the telly and took it round to Tommy's house. And then in the end, the next day, the bloke had to go round and get the telly back off Tommy Cooper.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not a great story, but
no,
it's,
I just
here's the fact that he, you know,
when you're on Piers Morgan, I wouldn't open with that.
No, I won't.
It might be when they tell us.
I should never be on Piers Morgan.
Tell us the Tommy Cooper telly story, Andy. And they do that thing when we come back. It's a tease to keep you listening over the ads.
Let's face it, it wouldn't be a great one, would it?
I'll sponsor them. Elton Hales and Son, painter and decorator. Relocate the team to North Wales. Plenty of heels for training, and I'll paint the bikes blue and white with blue trim. That's nice. Mm. People are just seeing this as a free opportunity. So that will be Team Elton Hales, Son, painter and decorator.
Love it.
Team Samuel James Kitchens.
Yeah.
We put a kitchen sink that they could they could tour around the country when they were thirsty. Yeah. I'm not sure what mains it could be connected to, but we could figure that out.
All right.
That's true. It's quite difficult up in the mountains, isn't it? Really, you're going to need a long hose. Keep them coming. Talksport.com. Text 81089. Tweet TSH&J. Naomi Fersh, the journalist, first past the post. Miss Fersh, we keep saying that all afternoon, visits post offices around the country and passes out letters to the public. That's a terrible idea.
I like
Pete,
it.
Pete, okay, and he likes it. He'll take it into ITV.
Yeah, I will.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
But anyway, Andy, do you have anything else for us?
Yes, there's a gut-busting Christmas dinner burger on offer in Southport.
Oh, yeah.
I always love
what's
these
in
things.
It?
Well, here's what's in it. 9-ounce rump steak burger.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
yeah.
very Christmassy. 7 ounce of smoked turkey and a pig in blanket.
Oh,
an
yeah.
onion ring, cranberry sauce, gravy, a Yorkshire pud, top off the 1,500 calorie dish.
Tremendous. You going to pop down there and try that?
Not really.
No. Doesn't sound great, does it, really?
And I've been fascinated by that wedding in India, which Beyonce was asked to give a private performance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can imagine.
That was cheap.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine how much she got for doing that? It was apparently an £80 million wedding, but it's the daughter of Mukesh Ambani. He's one of the richest men in India.
Yeah.
And if you ever go to Mumbai, as you drive in from the airport, there's this odd building. It's like a skyscraper.
Yeah.
with a bit that's the middle bit that sticks out, that's like wider and deeper and longer than the rest of it. The whole build, it's his house. The whole building is his. So he basically got his own skyscraper.
Oh, right.
With an extra section. It's incredible.
No, so this wedding, calling Beyonce in to do a couple of numbers.
Well, you know.
Wasn't even in or there.
Not going to be cheap, is it? Let's be honest.
No, that's true.
And a bit of sports planning news.
Yeah, go on then.
It's quite elite sports planning news. Yeah. One of the world's richest men has upset neighbours by building a 6-foot security fence around his £75 million estate.
Mm.
Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, of course, the great racehorse owner.
Yeah, yeah.
Was accused of damaging.
You always say Maktoum as if you're saying it in a Scottish accent.
I do.
Every time you said that, you go, Sheikh Al Maktoum.
We're doomed.
We're Maktoum. Maktoum. Yeah, you get suddenly Scottish when you say it every time? Yeah.
Anyway, the billionaire horse race owner has been accused of damaging the environment while treating neighbours with contempt.
Mm.
But anyway, the local council and Dubai's government failed to provide a comment. And it's thought that the 69-year-old ruler of Dubai will seek, and you will love this,
you wouldn't
retrospective
think,
planning permission.
You wouldn't think the ruler of Dubai has an awful lot of trouble with planning permission. You tend to normally get rubber stamped, wouldn't you, straight
away?
Well,
in Dubai, yeah but not, in Dubai. Not here.
Something we didn't get around to talking to Ryan Sidebottom about earlier on is that it is Local Charities Day this Friday. And TSB did some research into this, and they found 88% of Brits donate to charity, kind of the big national charities, but they're less likely to give to small local charities. So they're kind of marking that and just reminding people, of course, that there are a lot of local charities
around
your way.
There's so many great charities. There's a big pool. It's hard for charities because it's an incredibly competitive market, really.
So you can go and check out their research at the TSB website, and it'll tell you more about Local Charities Day and the way that you can help. Because there's been all sorts of different ways. Ed Sheeran tribute acts raising a couple of grand here and there. Different things like that. So we will be... go and check that out and find out more about that and how you can help. Not just the big national charities. They, of course, do need your help, but your local charities doing work in your community.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It seems that the shop window, which one or two people suggested was there for the players after that win, or that draw against Barcelona, it seems that... Poch's stock has risen even higher in the last 24 hours. And Spurs are a bit of a crossroads. We'll talk about that because it could go one of two ways. One thing for certain is it's not going to stay like it is at the moment. And we'll explain why a little bit later on. But first, Christmas jumpers. You've probably seen loads and loads of people wandering around offering their Christmas do's in them. And some of them are football related because they're quite a staple in the old club shop, aren't they? Often you'll find they have more than one style of Christmas jumper at a lot of the big clubs. So we thought we'd do a bit of a global roundup
because it's not just a British phenomenon, this. And a lot of the big European and especially USA clubs have got in on the act as well. Mm. So we asked Jolie Chilcott, who's the fashion editor at The Sun, to cast an expert eye over them. Hiya, Jolie.
Hello.
So what do you think of the whole kind of concept of the Christmas jumper? Because it was about, was it Bing Crosby and all that? Then it sort of disappeared. Nobody wore them because they were naff. And then when did it start? Was it sort of, how many years ago is it since they've kind of come back into fashion again?
I think they've slowly been coming back in fashion for a last few years. And now there's Christmas Jumper Day, which is tomorrow.
Right.
And you're all supposed to wear your Christmas jumper and donate to charity. So it's all for a good cause as well. And the cheesier, the better, I think.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, good.
I think you're right. They're so ridiculous. If you're kind of stylish and understated, you're sort of missing the point, aren't you, really?
Exactly. There's very few times when you can just step out looking as stupid as you want and still be in fashion.
The good people at Soccer Bible have put together a bunch of these and done a very good job.
The top 25. So we asked you to take a look at them.
I've looked through them. My personal favourite is the Gareth Southgate. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
It's basically a facsimile. It's a sweater, but it looks like a waistcoat.
Yeah.
And it's got Christmas is coming home with three lions on the back. It's brilliant.
What better way to celebrate the England achievements this year than with a Gareth Southgate Christmas jumper?
Mm.
He's the most stylish man this year, so why not get the stylish jumper as well?
$35.99.
Not bad. Often they're not expensive, are they? Because, Joni, they're usually made of acrylic. They're not sort of knitted in wool or anything.
Exactly. Like. And they are quite seasonal. I mean, you can only really bust them out once a year.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to look a bit daft.
Well, I don't know, though. The Arsenal have brought out a Christmas Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Well,
trust them.
I mean, I'm an Arsenal fan, so obviously I'm going to have to say that's brilliant. So anybody who's going away for Christmas, why not get yourself a short-sleeved shirt?
Good point. That's a very good point.
They've also got Christmas jumpers as well. I think this was just the one.
Thank you for defending the Arsenal club.
I don't want people to think they can't buy a jumper. I like the Watford one. It's properly a bit like under the days of the late great Graham Taylor, quite Route One. It is basically a kind of a Santa outfit with a Watford badge on it, complete with a kind of knitted belt.
It does what it says in the tin, the Watford one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Santa's a Watford fan for that jumper.
That's it. And I quite like, it's gone completely Route One. I think
But how about West Ham? I'm forever blowing baubles. Come on. It's not bad.
I work at The Sun, so I'm anything for a pun. For me, that one's pretty high up.
Imagine the Atlanta one, though. That was fascinating.
Atlanta. They've just had a good season, haven't they? They're a kind of new club, Atlanta United. You can buy from them, and I think it's got Bluetooth speakers built into it. $90 it will set you back, but you can play whatever Christmas music you like as you kind of walk down the street. Be a bit irritating on the train, on the tube. But what do you think about
good for the attention seekers, that one.
Yeah, it's just a big Atlanta sign. It's predominantly sort of red and gold, the club colours. But they've all got on it. Vancouver Whitecaps have got a very kind of animated one as well. That's quite nice. There's a few. I don't know if you've seen the LA Galaxy. Have you seen that one? A really kind of garish yellow and black with loads of kind of sweets on it, candy as they would call it.
It's a bit retro, that one, I think.
Yeah, it's not a corker, that.
No, but what is cool is the PSG one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's
got a Santa on it who was wearing shades. I mean, the French just always do it chic, and the Santa on that is super classy, I think.
Yeah, that is quite
actually,
a nice
I hadn't noticed that detail. You're right, he's got sunglasses on. Ici c'est Paris, it says on the top. And it's Edison Cavani, the great striker, modelling it. So that must have helped.
I'm not sure about the Chelsea one. It's a Christmas. It's a blue Christmas pudding, which you'd definitely be taking back to the shop. Blue Christmas pudding with legs and socks on. And it says Chelsea Elfie.
That doesn't quite.
Is this a play on the old
Chelsea Elfie? It doesn't quite work.
The sunk song,
particularly.
Yeah, I think they slightly missed the mark, that one.
I think they did.
Liverpool also Route One. You'll never walk alone. It's a very nice thing if you're a Liverpool fan. And I quite like this one. A nod to Delia, the Norwich one. Mm. Cook it off, heat it up, have a little nibble. It says.
Does it really?
It doesn't say Let's Be Avenue on the back. No. Does it? I don't think so. Anyway,
sadly not.
Did you like the Bournemouth one? Jolie, which was the kind of cherries across the red top with a black band. That was
a little bit more understated. Mm. So, I mean, if you're not a fan of going full-on cheesy, then the Brighton one, Bournemouth one, sorry, is quite a good alternative, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have the kind of club's name on it. You could wear that, and you probably wouldn't know if they're Bournemouth fans. It hasn't got the club badge, apart from the fact the sort of massive cherries on it.
Has it inspired you, this, to do a feature in the paper tomorrow for Jumper Day? Or are you doing one anyway?
Well, we did one a little bit earlier in the week, but not football themed. So I'll put this to the editor, see if he wants to pick these ones up as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's the fact that even Parisians, who are quite stylish, are prepared to put one on once a year. I see that, like, the Italians very similarly. They like nice clothes. And there's a Juve one. Mm. Level up your Christmas, it
says. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure of that.
No, it's not.
What does that mean?
I've got absolutely no idea.
okay.
But it does say level up. Maybe it's just lost a bit in the translation. I've asked somebody who spoke English in the office to do it. The Leicester City
one.
They
mean lively up, they mean, don't they? Like, you know, sort of.
Well, I don't know if they lively up your Christmas. It could be. The Leicester City one's rather nice with a big fox. Well, I think the kids must love that one. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good one for the kids, I think.
Yeah, that's a winner. So, look, I think generally the clubs are pretty well represented, aren't they? As I said, quite a lot of them have got more than one jumper. They've really gone for it. And they wouldn't do this unless they're big sellers in the shop.
Exactly. I think, you know, everybody's already got their shirts. So everyone's in the Christmas mood, festive spirit, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to don a Christmas jumper, then why not get your football team's one?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. Well, look, good to talk to you, Johnny. Thanks very much for joining us.
You too. Speak soon.
Andy, what you going for is your favourite?
Oh, definitely the Gareth Southgate. It's
You're
very,
going Gareth
very
Southgate.
Good.
Do you know what? I'm going to go for the Bournemouth one. I think it's really clever. It says Bournemouth if you know your football. And if you don't, if you turn it round, it's probably got Bournemouth written on the back of it. But it's beautifully understated. It's quite a nice design as well. So we'll give it to them.
It's very funny, this one. And if you, I mean, the thing about the Gareth Southgate, we're all England fans. Well, obviously, if you're English, not if you're Scottish or Welsh or Irish. But I mean, anybody who's English is an England fan. So that one has if you were buying that for somebody, you'd be safe. Whereas you wouldn't buy yourself the Bournemouth. I mean, your family think you'd go mad if you turned up wearing a Bournemouth.
Would you wear the Gareth Southgate one?
Well, yes, I think I would, actually.
Okay.
The only thing is, you eat a lot on Christmas Day and you get very hot. So I'm not sure about the whole idea of the Christmas sweater.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, that's true.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Former England bowler Ryan Sidebottom is back. Good afternoon, Ryan.
Gents, great to be here.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Have you mastered Bolero yet?
I'm not going to swear on the show. Have I, Ek? I have not. I've spent a lot of time on the ice. I think I've cleaned the ice as well with my backside. And my right-hand side, I literally cannot feel. Ooh. Now it is literally that numb from falling on it on a regular basis. But like, I'm loving it. It's a new challenge. It's probably the hardest thing I'd have to say I've ever, ever done. Hmm. So hopefully people will see that on the show, you know, where I've come from. I couldn't even stand up on the ice to now where I can kind of skate okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not just obviously a matter of skating. You've got routines to learn. You've got lifts and all that. So it's a complex business, isn't it?
Well, Goffey will back me up. I'm a bit of a dopey cricketer. So running in a straight line is really easy. But then when you've got a turn and then you've got to have your arms out and you've got to have your head still and you've got to do twists and turns and then remember your routine. Yeah. It is really, really tough.
Strictly on ice, really, which, you know, hard enough.
I think that was the idea of it.
Well, of course it was. But, you know, I mean, that's in terms of the skill set. You've got two things you've got to master.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, I will continue probably when I finish because I'm absolutely loving it now. But it is the hardest thing I've ever done. I'm not going to lie. And, you know, I've had so many falls and ups and downs and emotionally. But my partner, Brandy Malto, is absolutely brilliant. You know, she has, I mean, to be honest, she's got used to me falling. She just laughs now. She just lets me get up.
Is she your kind of mentor trainer type thing?
Yeah, so the first sort of 3 weeks, I had a coach full time to sort of drill the basics. And then I met up with Brandy, and then we've been together ever since. And we still have a full time coach who takes us through the routine and shapes us as a couple. And yeah, it's going really well. I'm really enjoying them.
Brilliant.
I'm excited. I'm very nervous. Really nervous.
Have you started checking out old bits of Tourville and Dean and Robin Cousins, all those great skaters?
Well, Brandy sort of sends me on we've got a little WhatsApp group, and she sends me videos of like the first week from past who went on to win or did really well first week, just sort of say so I can look at the facial expressions and the body alignment and the feet and how they do it. So Yeah, because I'm a sportsman. At the end of the day, I'm a sportsman. I've never done it before, and I'm not a choreographer. I've never danced, so it's totally alien to me.
Yeah, but that thing of analysing your own performance, and that you have done. I mean, in cricket, especially, you know, the era that you've just finished in, at the end of it, you were getting computer stuff, weren't you, to look at and analyse?
Yeah, you do self-analyse, and I do like to watch. You know, Brandy goes through the routine, and I like to watch because that I get it in the sort of muscle memory then. But I will say, to be honest, sometimes I can't remember what I had for breakfast, so I don't know how I'm going to cope with a 1 minute 30 routine.
How many hours a day are you having to do then, Ryan?
So it varies really. When we're sort of filming and the VTs are on, it might be 2 hours, but generally it's sort of 3.5 hours. Any longer than that, it becomes really difficult because, you know, with me being so tall, I have to bend and stay low to the ground as much as possible. So my quads are, you know, taking a bit of a battering, but... You know, I'm really loving it. Yeah, it's really good. And next week we're at the National History Museum announcing us all to the nation on Tuesday. So that's going to be nerve-wracking.
That's because they've got an open air.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to take the brontosaurus out there. You'll be outside.
I'll be on the ice. I just hope I don't fall. That's my biggest worry.
Yeah. So do you know how anybody else is doing? Have you been keeping in touch with any of the other contestants or hearing how they're
We have our own WhatsApp group, and we, you know, me and Brian McFadden and James Jordan have a bit of banter between ourselves, like sort of a bit of healthy competition and taking the mickey. But no, I think one or two, I think Wes Nelson off Love Island's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Sarah Aalto, she's from Finland. She was on X Factor. I mean, it's in her blood.
Oh, yeah, that's
they can ski as soon as they're born, can't they?
What's her name?
You can have a couple of quid on her.
She's high odds, though.
She's definitely going to win.
Saying it's a big reality TV show for Gemma Collins because she has been known to quit quite rapidly in one or two others, but I think she'll kind of want to show that she can stick this one out.
I really think she'll want to showcase her skills as well. She, you know, I've met her on a number of occasions. She's just really nice and down to earth. She's, you know, she's just how she is.
You don't want to be down to earth when you're skating, do you? That's the last thing you want.
Seriously.
I'm 6'4".
She won't last longer than a week, Brian. Week.
You think so? Week. Oh, Andy,
Have you got odds on that?
Yeah. He's put all his money on the Finnish girl, definitely.
No, let's hope she does. But as Paul says, she has a bit of a track record of not facing the adversity. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Mm. And, of course, Torvill and Dean, there's a biopic of them on Christmas Day. So that would be a nice thing.
That'll get you in the mood.
Yeah, well. I think it'd be great for the show. You know, you've seen the advert now with the polar bear and squirrel. So it's kind of getting, it's coming round thick and fast, and it's really exciting. But Torvill and Dean, the drama of Torvill and Dean, how they got to where they are to be so
interesting story,
such legends and amazing on the ice. So I'm going to watch it as well. All my friends have sort of said, well, Torvill and Dean are in a drama, and it's going to portray their life and how they got to where they are. So it's going to, please watch it. It's going to be brilliant.
Dominic Cork did it, of course, didn't he? So have you had a chat with Corky or not?
Yeah, Corky sent me a really nice message actually saying, just good luck. And it's basically typical Corky. It's like, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. So I was like, oh, cheers, Corky. But yeah, he has been in touch to wish me all the best and said, look, just go out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Oh, excellent. So you say, what day is it again, Ryan?
It's the 6th. The first week is 6th of January, Sunday, the 6th of January.
And that's every Sunday night?
Every Sunday, if I continue to get through every Sunday.
Yeah. How does that affect your Christmas Day eating plans? Will you be sort of thinking about it?
No, because I've been burning so many calories. Actually, my girlfriend says I look quite, I'm looking quite fit at the moment, so I'll take that.
You have to wear quite sort of tight leotardy outfits,
don't you?
Oh, that'll
be me, yeah. A bit of spandex and leotards and pink and sparkly, the better.
Well, Goffin talked you through that. He did a lot of that in Strictly,
He loved it.
Fantastic. So we'll look out for that in Capital. Spectacular cough earlier on straight on the mic and a sneeze just before the break there. And he just has one bodily explosion left.
That's
so
very harsh.
I may be leaving before 4 o'clock. Try not to do that on air.
It's all right. I've given up that muesli.
Okay.
What was that problem?
Is that? I didn't really want to know that. But what brand was it? So we don't necessarily do that to you.
Not really ideal, is
what
it?
What a thought. Anyway, Andy, what do you have for us?
Well, I am on to the last one on page one. It's the last sooty used by Matthew Corbett went for $2,000 at auction. I was going to buy it for you. I thought it would be a perfect present for Christmas.
But yeah.
Bit high.
$2,000. So I suppose it's authenticated. It's the last one that had a link to the Corbett family.
Yeah, exactly.
He does a lot of panto, though. Does he still do a lot of panto, Sooty?
Oh, yeah, he's all over the place.
He'd do about five or six at once.
The one. But you only want to go to the original one with, you know, with the now, is it Richard? The new owner.
I don't know. You've kept up with the Sooty franchise more than I have.
I love the Sooty franchise.
But it's the fact he can do six pantos at the same time. He must have a hell of a fast car waiting for him to get him from one place.
He is. He's tremendous.
He's a man of few words. We've tried to get him on, but a bit pointless, really.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else? That's the end of page one.
That's page one.
As we now delve into page two, you can only imagine what things are like.
A lot of them, I don't even got the story, especially on page three.
Okay.
Page two, though, brings us exclusive. It was exclusive in the paper revealing that Rolling Stones will be on tour next year.
Hmm.
It's not really a reveal or exclusive. They do that every year, so I thought that was definitely not worth
it. It's got to come to an end at some time, man.
Yeah. The Duke of Kent has been visiting Kent again. What's the point? He lives there.
You know, he's the Duke of Kent. Where do you want him to visit? So I was going to Sussex too often. They'll ask questions, won't they? They'll take it away from him.
Yoko Ono.
Who is the Duke of Kent, by the way?
Well, the Duke of Kent.
No, but
what a question.
No, but is it
Michael, isn't it? Prince Michael, the Duke of Kent?
Okay. Yeah. It probably is, isn't it? He loves the tennis, doesn't he? His missus loves the tennis.
He loves the tennis. They both love the tennis.
Yeah, of course they love the tennis, yeah. Okay, yeah. That was kind of a sports story.
Well, it was, really, yeah. Yoko Ono.
It's Prince Edward.
Is it?
Prince Edward, Duke of Kent. That's right.
No, he can't be Prince
Edward. No, it's not that one, is he?
No, Prince Edward is the Queen's son.
It's another one. Prince Edward, Duke of Kent. He's a cousin. There he is. His name's Edward. Yeah, Princess Michael is a woman.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean, really?
Well, I know she's a woman.
Yeah.
But she can't be called Princess Michael unless she's married to Prince Michael.
Well, look, mate, I don't understand the royals. You're coming, born on a council estate in Stoke Newington. I don't know anything about this.
Watch the Crown.
Not from the. Anyway.
Yeah. Rita Ora turned up somewhere in a dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another great story about Rita. This was interesting. This was actually people who talked about this. A 69-year-old wanted to change his age by deed poll.
Oh, yeah.
For Tinder. So he wanted to sort of officially...
I heard about this fella, yeah. He wanted to knock 20 years off his age, didn't he?
It would be a bit dishonest, though, wouldn't it, really?
Well, look at you, 35-year-old Andy Jacobs still getting away with it.
Very true, really.
Yeah.
And
so when it comes to your free Oyster card, then suddenly you're quite happy to say, am I too early?
Yoko Ono's Bells for Peace. Yeah. Sounds like a bit of a racket.
Whiskey? Alan's right on board with Bells for Peace.
8,000 bell ringers.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
bad enough. The ones that
she's not
my
singing.
House on a
she's
Sunday
not singing
evening.
Over the top of it, is she?
Yeah, I hope not. Really.
I dread to think. Yeah.
This was an amazing story. Where?
Well, you've set that up, man. Let us be the judge of that.
We're a honeymoon couple.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're not allowed.
Remember, on the school run,
they weren't. Of course, they weren't allowed into a resort because they brought their dog. Whereas they left the baby at home, which is an odd thing, isn't it? You know, that's
with somebody looking after the baby, I take it.
Presumably, yeah. It's odd sense of priority, though, really.
Yeah. Yeah. This is page three.
No, page two.
Oh, okay. But wow.
These are all good. Even at 110 grand a year, I've written, I don't think I'd want to be Madonna's personal chef.
Really?
It's not bad money, though, is it? 110 grand a year.
Wow, yeah. Why wouldn't want to do that, Andy?
Oh, she'd be difficult, wouldn't she?
You think so?
Oh, yeah, very difficult.
Don't make sort of nuggets and beans every night.
I don't
like
think
a sort
so.
Of kid's menu.
I think it's all from the Gwyneth Paltrow cookbook.
Okay.
I feel I might be doing her a disservice. Who knows?
We should maybe look into it.
This is a brilliant comment. Rare Burgundy sells for 424 grand, a bottle of Rare Burgundy.
Yeah.
Where's the value I've written? Well, there's no value, is there, really, obviously. It's all really...
What a strange story, Andy.
A lot of money.
It's just
yeah,
broken.
Give me a strange one, yeah.
Tony Adams. That's right. Tony Adams, the captain of Arsenal.
Mm. Yeah.
Is the new president of Rugby Football League.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I think what? Has he been nominated or has he actually got the gig? I think he's going to be named. Yeah, he's going to be named. The RFL president.
It was a very strange idea.
He's succeeding Andy Burnham as the helm of the RFL, apparently.
Yeah, but Andy Burnham's the mayor of Manchester, isn't he? I mean, he comes from that area, you know, so we're heartland, rugby league heartland.
This is because of Sporting Chance, apparently. He's been involved in a lot of rugby league welfare programmes.
Okay.
So he's known to the RFL through Sporting Chance for his charity he set up.
Yeah.
And he says he's a fan of the sport, looks forward to being a champion. Of a brilliant sport. Yeah, I'm passionate about working with everyone in the sport to raise the profile of mental health, wellness and resilience for players and for everyone in rugby league.
Well, it's a very important thing, but there's a lot more to the job than that.
No, I'm sure there is. I mean, it would hint at the fact it's a kind of fairly ceremonial role, wouldn't it, really? Mm. And other people would be doing the hard yards. But it doesn't hurt to raise the profile. Mark Wilson, who often comes on with us and talks about rugby league. And Super League is a brilliant product, but not enough people kind of know about it or watch it outside of the heartland. So someone like who's got a sort of a London base and is a well-known character in sport. So there we are.
Did you see a woman who accidentally painted her face with red paint? It's been left indelible. She can't get it off. It's a bit like
Young Kenny.
Young Kenny.
It's like Justin. Although it's not like Justin, because obviously that was a character he played, and he hasn't got a face like a tiger these days. We can happily point out.
I don't know who this bloke was, but his name's Adam Hulk, and a lizard leapt from his case and hid under his couch.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
How did it get in his case?
No idea whatsoever. How did that get in the papers?
Yeah, how did it get in your notes? That's more the question.
I think I was fascinated by his name.
I think it's worth sticking around just to see if he's got that third expulsion in him, really. But we'll see.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
There we are. That's this afternoon. Would you do Dancing on Ice, Andy, if asked?
Never be asked.
I'd love to see you in a leotard ice dancing.
Who's this bloke?
It'd be fantastic. Talk Sport's Andy Jacobs skates on. That'd be brilliant. I'd watch it. Okay. We will catch up with you tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about the new Sunderland documentary, Sunderland Till I Die, which is on Netflix from tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.